This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, December 17th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. Later on the program, four members of the band Strange Heroes sit down inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about their nearly 10 years together as a band and their final, at least for now, concert tomorrow night at Terra Studios. First, though, a big check for the Northwest Arkansas campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
So we're happy to be here today. We're happy to present a grant for $650,000 for this education.
Yesterday afternoon, Karen Parker, senior manager of the Walmart Foundation, presented one of those oversized ceremonial checks to administrators with UAMS.
We're happy to be here today to present a grant that will allow the two UAMS campuses to be interactive and also to allow technology tools to be enhanced. And overall, we think this is a way to make a excellent program even stronger.
The $650,000 gift will be used to dramatically improve distance learning capabilities between the UAMS campus in Little Rock and the campus at the intersection of College and North Streets in Fayetteville. UAMS Chancellor Dr. Dan Ron says the technology will allow better use of faculty and student time between the two campuses.
Yes, we'll have audio, direct audio video communications, as well as the ability to have everything up on the web so that people can access PowerPoints and those sorts of things. We need to leverage the strength of the existing faculty and extend that as far as possible, and that's really what this is going to enable us to do.
With the new technology in place, live lectures can be transmitted from one campus to the other and allow medical students to review material at their convenience. The Northwest campus currently has 10 third-year and fourth-year medical students and nearly two dozen senior pharmacy students enrolled. The goal is to have many more students when full enrollment is achieved. Dr. Peter Kohler, the Vice Chancellor of UAMS Northwest Arkansas Region, says the Walmart Foundation gift given yesterday will help the local campus grow.
There was a limitation on how many students could graduate and then be trained subsequently in Little Rock. There was a limit in terms of spaces and so forth. So to expand, this campus here was developed to take on the overflow and enlarge the classes in both pharmacy and medicine. The goal ultimately is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160 is to go up to about 200 medical students a year from 160. We're now at 160.